The Motivation Manifesto, 9 Declarations to Claim Your Personal Power, author Brendan Burchard. The Declaration of Personal Power. To secure personal freedom, men and women of conscience must not consent to be controlled by fear, convention, or the will of the masses. Seeking it is human's main motivation. It is thus the liberty from restrictions of social oppression and the tragic self-oppression that is fear. Freed from these things, we have the ability to express who we truly are and pursue what we deeply desire without restrictions set by others or ourselves. When experiencing personal freedom, we have a heightened sense of genuineness and a joy of our being. We feel unbounded, independent, and self-reliant. There's a palpable authenticity and aliveness in how we relate to others and contribute to the world. Freedom, however, requires responsibility to choose who we are, above and beyond our immediate impulses, needs, and social pressures. Declaration number 1. We shall meet life with full presence and power. Life is not meant to be a long series of unfelt and undirected experiences. We are not intended to be inattentive to our loved ones and the duty of life or the dreams in our hearts. Should we wish to be free and alive with full power, we must decide to bring the full might of our conscious mind to the present experience. We don't sense how we're feeling for hours and often days at a time. We mustn't be absent-minded as to allow ourselves to suffer the fate and misery of those choosing a half-engaged life. We mustn't stay oblivious to the key moments and circumstances of our lives. Forgetting tomorrow. Many people are checked out of today because they're thinking about tomorrow. For some, there's a secret fear that tomorrow will be worse than today. Their fears about the future rip them from the blessings of the moment. Still others look to the future in a different way. They are the daydreamers lost in positive musings about what is possible for them. Just like with the past, there's nothing wrong with journeying into the future if it brings joy or instruction. But that journey must be brief and never come at the expense of owning the hour, doesn't disconnect from the magic and tasks and people at hand. Declaration number 2. We shall reclaim our agenda. If we are to measure and monitor and improve anything, let be our story, our character and our conduct, a mindfulness of who we are and how we are experiencing and relating with the world. Setting a direction. We must set a new and more proactive course for our lives. Lacking our declarations and directiveness, in life written down, reviewed, updated, lived from, we can only fall into the herd. We end up where they take us, where they want us, wherever the wind blows us, regardless of our hopes and intent. Declaration number 3. We shall defeat our demons. None of us wants to look in the mirror and realise that the person looking back is the cause of his frustration. We would rather smile at the reflection and be proud of its courage. Defiance, in fact, grew from the seeds of fear fed to us by the tyrants of the world who showed us how to favour delay over action, the cruel who fooled us into choosing artificially, and social withdrawal over authenticity and the desire to approach. In the end, they were one and the same fearmongers all, tyrants who sowed the seeds of dread deep within us at an early stage. The negative thoughts they planted in our heads fed the beast within, and now it grows in power. Declaration number 4. We shall advance with abandon. As we overcome fear and defeat our internal demons, we must recalibrate our entire mindset toward advancement. To reclaim our power, we must seek an immediate shift in our belief about how influential we can be in shaping our reality. Our challenge is that we have been conditioned to believe the opposite of these things, that bold action or swift progress is somehow dangerous or reckless. So-called recklessness was required for the extraordinary to happen. It is reckless to try something that's never been done, to move against convention, to begin before all conditions are good and perfected. They also deeply understand that a degree of risk is inevitable and necessary should there be any real reward. Yes, any plunge into the unknown is reckless, but that's where the treasure lies.
Reality is bendable.
Consumed by the belief that nothing changes, some people have no cause to act or advance, nor do they have big visions for themselves. Ultimately, those sad souls will unfortunately be judged as weak, irresponsible, or forgettable.
If nature and humankind's ascent have proven anything, it's that real change is possible and inevitable, and we should direct it to improve our life and species, as it is our salvation.
Declaration number 5. We shall practice joy and gratitude. Bit by bit, we are seeing so many people for whom we care get sucked into the awful whirlpool of negativity. The energy of all this is palpable. It must be our imperative to change it. There can be no mastery of life if we cannot transform the energy we feel at any moment into cheerful engagement and deep appreciation. The self-labelled realists will tell us that this is impossible. They, who have abandoned hope, will say that our world is too stressful and cruel, that our genetics and environment are destined to dominate our life and feelings. But let us look at the instruction of those little happy people around us. Children have joy naturally. Declaration number 6. We shall not break integrity. In our darkest hours, we are tempted to break our integrity, to compromise who we are, what we believe in, and what we know to be right and true and good. An impulse arises to be cruel, or to cheat, or to run from our very own dreams, and it's sadly followed. We withhold our voice when we have a chance to shine, hiding our true selves at the expense of authenticity and growth. We act indifferent or cowardly just when the world needs our presence and strength. These are the moments when we experience a descent into the dark planes of selfishness and irresponsibility. However, by refusing to bend on our values, we become unbreakable, solid and stable, courageous and certain, men and women of valour, worth and character. Declaration number 7. We shall amplify love. There is no beauty in the world more perfect, more awe-inspiring, more human and more transfixing than unfiltered, unashamed love. We are at our finest when we give and live in love, and at our worst when we hoard it, deny it or choke it out of existence.
To stand emotionally open before the world and give of our hearts without fear of hurt, attachment or demand of reciprocity, this is the ultimate act of human courage. This the ultimate experience of personal freedom.
Declaration number 8. We shall inspire greatness. From the squalor of a contaminated moral environment must surface an honourable few unafraid to challenge mediocrity and change the direction of the world. As so many choose lives of indolence, let us be unafraid of the demands of greatness and choose to pick up the dimming golden torch of human excellence and ignite it once more with life and the power to see for all.
Indeed, no matter the position we hold, we shall show the world an alternative example by always caring enough to be remarkable.
Declaration number 9. We shall slow time. We are supposed to engage with whatever appears in front of us with awareness and enthusiasm, joyfully wrapping the gifts that fate has chosen to bring. We have to declare to those who cannot slow time that they need to remind themselves of the times it happened almost automatically.
Finally, we declare that we should be absolved from those who oppress or hurt us, and that all social connections between us and them ought to be totally dissolved.